Track 11, The Rights of Munzur, Lersan Jandil.
The River Munzur. According to the Alevi faith, the River Munzur, a main source of Euphrates, is sacred. There are numerous mystical legends about the Munzur. In many traditions, it is reported that a shepherd named Munzur ran away from his master, spilling the freshly milked milk he was still holding in his hands. The legend goes on to say that the milk spilled in 40 places as he ran away and turned into springs of water that formed like milk. The stumbling shepherd Munzur disappeared with the 40th step and was no longer visible to earthly eyes. In Kurmanchki, it is said that the water of the 40 springs is like mother's milk. Like the Munzur, many other sites, such as special trees, rocks and stones, water sources, rivers and lakes, but also reptiles, butterflies, and the ibexes of the Munzur Mountains in Dersim region are reviewed as sacred. Wild animals such as wolves and bears also have a right to life. No one disturbs, and bears also have a right to life. No one disturbs or kills them. Alms are distributed at the above-mentioned places and sacrificial rituals are performed here. In the past, the tribes of Dersim swore oaths on the sacred and pure water of the Munzur. Peace treaties were concluded and conflicts resolved on its banks. The so-called Chilla candles are still lit there today. On holidays such as Gachan or the Khizr period, but also in Hevtemalo Kish and Hevtemalo Pil, all the believers came together at the Munzur Springs and held services and gem ceremonies. The river Munzur flowed pure, clean, and crystal clear, like the Ganges and Yamuna in India, the Bahanganui River in New Zealand, or the Pyhäjoki in Estonia. The difference between the rivers and the Munzur is that they are now protected by people and laws. The prestidation of the Munzur corresponds to the faith of Dersim. Neither Munzur nor the people of Dersim have been given peace. The sacred river has been polluted and subjugated by state rule. Munzur, you spring from the holy mountains. Your water is crystal clear and pure. Like mother's milk, you are white. You flow through the dervish's earth, through the land of our ancestors. You are holy. You perform miracles. You are the remedy for all sorrow and grief. You give life to wise people, Munzur, O Lord of the Holy Waters. You traveler through the dervish land, Munzur, place of community and devotion, place of raybears, the purse, the mushrits and talibs, place of kevras, the misayibs and fellow believers, you are the basis for the good and the poor, the root of all protection. Munzur, you are a witness of confessions and self-knowledge. Munzur, you are a witness of rebellion. You are a witness of keeping the path and commitment. You are witness to betrayal, corruption, and disloyalty. You are witness to currently and oppression, looting, and destruction. Munzur, you are the foundation of the faith, Raya Haqi. You are the supporting pillar between heaven and the earth, Munzur. You were often stormy, your currents full of blood. Blood of boys and girls, of the old and the aged, in you such sounds as from 38. No one has ever seen anything like it. The blow of 38 was heavy as lead, hopeless. Many kings and pashas have tried to bring you under their rule, but they did not find you without a protector. But today you are orphaned, helpless, sad, and without a godfather, surrounded on the one hand by enemies of your holy water, on the other hand by ignorant and greedy people who want to prevent your crystal clear, pure and free flow, so they pollute and tarnish you. Thus they alienate you from your believers. On earth no one has taken over your patronage, Munzur, as was the case with the Ganges, the Yamuna, or the Wanganui. You are alone, helpless, and wounded, Munzur.